Supporters of President Bush are challenging the authenticity of documents cited in a news report this week. The report raised questions about President Bush's service in the Texas Air National Guard. It aired on the CBS program 60 Minutes Wednesday. Today, CBS says it stands by its story and the documents. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
At issue is the authenticity of four documents presented as newly discovered on 60 Minutes Wednesday night. They were allegedly written by Lieutenant Colonel Jerry Killian, who was one of George W. Bush's commanders during his service in the Texas Air National Guard. The papers were characterized as being taken from Colonel Killian's personal file and indicate how Mr. Bush sought preferential treatment while in the Guard. One, dated 17 May 1972, said Killian had, quote, discussed options of how Bush can get out of coming to drill from now through November, end of quote. Another memo written in August of 1973 is headlined Subject CYA and indicates Colonel Killian believes he's being pushed to, quote, sugarcoat Mr. Bush's performance review. Killian died in 1984, but in numerous interviews, Killian's family members have cast doubt on the memos. His son Gary Killian told the Associated Press that, in his words, no officer in his right mind would write a memo like that. The younger Killian elaborated on the Fox News channel.
He was not in the habit of keeping secret files. He didn't have a home office, for example. And as I've learned more and examined the documents more closely, it looks to me and to others that the documents couldn't have been produced on the equipment that was available to him at that time.
Attempts by NPR to reach Killian were unsuccessful, but a forensics expert we contacted concurs that Colonel Killian was unlikely to have the sort of equipment in the early 1970s to produce the memos, which have been distributed by the White House after it received them from CBS. William Flynn is a forensic expert in Phoenix, Arizona. The documents, he says, were composed on a machine using a proportional font, meaning the spaces between the letters were equally sized, unlike on a typewriter, where, for instance, the W takes up more space than does the I.
There have been proportional typewriters available since the 50s. The IBM Executive, for instance, was a very early proportional typewriter. And later in the 60s, there was a composing typewriter made by IBM. However, they were very difficult to use. It required special training and were very expensive. Putting it all together, it would seem, if not virtually, very nearly impossible that these documents could have been created in 72 and 73.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan said the administration doesn't know if the documents are fabricated or authentic, but suggested they are part of the Democratic campaign effort. In its news broadcast tonight, CBS said it stood by the thoroughness and accuracy of the 60 Minutes report. Anchorman Dan Rather said the documents were provided by what CBS considers to be solid sources. He said if any definitive evidence to the contrary is found, we will report it. So far, he said, in CBS's view, there is none. Finally, the questions about the memos have raised some questions themselves. The first doubts about the document's authenticity were apparently raised on a weblog at 8:59 Wednesday night as the 60 Minutes broadcast was ending. The blogger, according to the ABC News website, raised almost immediate questions about the font of the memos and the spacing of the letters, all of which would have been tricky to determine based on a fleeting appearance on a TV screen. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.